We're going to take a look at this phrase called the message of the cross in 1 Corinthians 1:18. And let's try and discover what this text really says. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to those who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Now, when we look at this this particular text, we have to remember that the Corinthian church actually had very good initial years. God blessed it, confirmed it, that it was a good church by giving to the church members many, many spiritual gifts. Unfortunately, in the latter years of the Corinthian church, groups came up. We call them factions. And when they came up, the church strength was adversely affected, obviously. So the problems had to be addressed. Otherwise, the church will be going to a spiral spin downwards. And so Paul had to address the problems very swiftly, very candidly. What is the problem? So when Paul said the message of the cross is this is the real big problem. At this point of time, they were really missing the point. When they were trying to promote their groups, factions of Peter, faction of Paul, of Apollos, the moment they lost their message, as it were, they lost that word of the gospel of the cross. Straight away, the primacy of the work of church has been affected adversely. And Paul comes back to what it is, and he says, this is the message, and it is simply the message of the cross. So we have to ask ourselves, what does it really mean? So when we think about this idea of the preaching of the cross, this is something that we need to understand. It is not just simply the pulpit message. It is more than just the Sunday school lesson. The whole point of it all, it is the centrality is what we call a Christology. In other words, it's all centered in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. So when we speak about the message of the cross, we are not actually merely talking about the cross upon which the Lord Jesus was crucified, but rather that the symbol of the death of the Lord Jesus became the main idea. It is so striking that it stood out. And so Paul called this the message of the cross. Remember, it is not the cross in itself. It is the person on the cross that should be our central focus. Unfortunately, the Christians over in Corinth had begun to focus on people, on Peter, on Apollos, on Paul, and some would even say that they are following the Lord Jesus. And so when people drop names, when people say that they are following this person or that person, the focus on the Lord Jesus Christ is actually affected. It is almost lost completely. Right? So this is where Paul went back to the idea of the cross. So what does the cross represent? And this is something that we need to think about very carefully. And it is to represent for us what Paul calls in Galatians the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus. And so he says, I am crucified with Christ, right? And yet, he's alive, how does that work? This is his way of speaking about the cross of the Lord Jesus. It was all about the Lord Jesus. And we read in 2 Corinthians 4, very, very clearly and in verse 10, right? Caring, always caring about in the body, the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of the Lord Jesus also may be invested in our body. Now that is what we are looking at in 2 Corinthians 4:10. So when we speak about the message of the cross, we are speaking about the Lord Jesus and his life, how he was willing to submit himself to God's will, to God's plan, to God's design, for him to become the offering that will take away our sin. This was God's plan, and the Lord Jesus acceded, and the Lord Jesus accepted that this was God's plan. It is God's will, and he willingly yielded himself to obeying the Lord fully. This is the message of the cross. But what we see right now in among the Corinthian church people, the factions, is that they have lost the centrality. They've lost this idea of what we mean when we speak about the primacy. That, remember, it is not the cross that we wear around our neck or cross in the form of costume jewelry. It is the centrality of the message of the Lord Jesus about his life, about his suffering, about his death, and that's there. And this is where the life of the Lord Jesus is manifested. How does it get manifested? In our body. By the way we live. And this is vital. And as we speak about this whole idea of the manifestation of the life of the Lord Jesus in 2 Corinthians 4:10, we catch an idea of what it is. Unfortunately, to many people, the idea of Paul's chosen symbol, the cross, to them, it seems foolish. Why speak about the cross? And they cannot understand that Paul was not just speaking about a physical wooden cross. He's talking about the symbolic significance of the death, the suffering of the Lord Jesus on the cross of Calvary. And it is that life's power that was actually being seen. So when we look at the cross, what do we see? Do we see a person dying on the cross? Yes. But do we see the life of the Lord Jesus? It is most supreme moment. He was still speaking to God as Father. He is committing his soul in complete surrender to the Father. What do we see? We see a tremendous expression of what this cross represents. If the cross be the means of testing whether a person's faith is truly alive, whether a person's faith is truly tremendously powerful, it will be seen in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the message of the cross. It is not the physical cross that Paul is talking about. It is the message. It is the word of the cross. And it is not a physical word, right? So those who see on the outside will think that what Paul is saying is foolishness. What is that all about? Well, they cannot see beyond the physical cross. They cannot see the Lord Jesus beyond the Lord Jesus dying on the cross. But to those who are being saved, what do we see? We see the plan of God. We see the power of God. We see all the things that the Lord Jesus Christ taught and symbolized. This was a faith that is worth having. This was a life that was worth living. This was God's plan. And it is this plan being carried out to the end that leads to salvation. And when we think of salvation, of how the Lord Jesus defeated sin, defeated Satan, defeated all the odds against him, then we see the power of God. So those who only focus on the cross, they have missed the message of the cross. because the message of the cross is not exactly the same as the cross per se. And this is something that Paul wanted to bring across to people. To those who are saved, the cross symbolizes so many things. It symbolized obedience. It symbolized faith and trust in God's plan. It symbolized the power of God at work. It symbolized redemption power. It symbolized reconciliation and much more. This is called the message of the cross. To those who are foolish, they cannot see beyond the physical dying of the cross of the Lord Jesus. And thus, to the people there, it sounds very foolish. The Lord Jesus is a wonderful person. He's a faith healer. He is a miracle worker. He's a great teacher. He was brilliant. And then he died. They couldn't see beyond the physical death of the Lord Jesus. So you end up with the cross, but without understanding the message of the cross. So then Paul explains why God did it in this particular way. And so he cited the text, "For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent." Now, this is something that we need to look at very, very carefully. What is this all about? And this text is actually taken from Isaiah 29. Right? So as we look at this very, very important text. So the lot of people at that time in the days of Isaiah, were they seeking to worship God? Answer, yes. So what were they doing? They were, one, drawing near, but with their mouths. Right? And so they spoke words of honor given to God with their lips. But God looked beyond the mouth and the lips. God saw their heart. And God knew it, that the peer of their hearts were far from him. Did they really fear the Lord? On the surface, yes. But in reality, the fear of the Lord was a man-made one. So it didn't go anywhere very far, unfortunately. Well, this was a real problem. And so the Lord, totally dissatisfied with the understanding of the people concerning worship, said, "Here's what I'm going to do. He's going to revamp everything." Basically, what God was really trying to say, that he is going to literally put away all the old ways and hinted at a new covenant coming up. And so he said, "Behold, I will again do a marvelous work." What is that marvelous work? He says, "I will do a marvelous work among the people, a marvelous work and a wonder." And the people who are supposed to be wise among the people, the wonder or wisdom of the wise men will perish. The understanding of the prudent man will be hidden. That's basically it, right? So this became a very serious problem. But what was the Lord actually saying? That this was God's plan. So if we were to try to apply Isaiah 29 in the context of 1 Corinthians 1, 18, 19, plus all the things we read in the Gospels, this would be what God was trying to do. He says, "I will do a marvelous work." A marvelous work and a wonder. Right? What is that marvelous work and a wonder? It is the message of the cross. That is what Isaiah was actually preaching about. Except it was not understood because the wise men didn't understand what he was talking about. A lot of people didn't understand the message of the prophets until Paul came along and he said, "Let me try to explain why the message of the cross is actually what it is." It is what it is because this was actually planned by God a long time ago, hundreds of years ago, and it was preached by Isaiah. This was the new wonder. This was a marvelous work. And nobody could understand what that marvelous work was until it was revealed. It would be the Lord Jesus. It would be the Messiah. This was the message of God that he was bringing across to people. This is the word of the cross. And this is something that has to be understood very humbly. And so we take a look at this thing. right? So the people who were talking about their wisdom, about the knowledge they had, they were only able to produce worshipers who offered worship at a very superficial level. They were honoring, saying all the right words, singing all the right hymns, as it were, but deep down, their hearts were far from God. Why? Because the heart has to be regenerated. It has to be saved. It has to be born again. And the only way that can be ever done for the heart to be regenerated, it will take a marvelous work. It will take a work of wonder. And that work, marvelous work and a work of wonder, would be the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Climax at the cross. And this is the message of the cross. It is not the cross per se, but all that it symbolized. This is part of the wisdom and wonder that God had planned all along. And this is important. So Paul went back all the way. So if they were to follow human reasoning, they'll end up with Isaiah 29 situation all over again. We're going back to the same old thing. So what is our challenge? Our challenge is to understand the scriptures in a deeper way, to understand how when God made a promise, to see its fulfillment. In this case here, it is symbolized by the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ at Calvary. But remember, it is not a physical cross we are talking about. We're talking about God's plan, about God's wonder, about God's wisdom that will one day be fulfilled in the person of the Lord Jesus, by the Lord Jesus, when he died on the cross. To those who are perishing, this is all foolishness. In other words, they cannot understand it, they cannot comprehend it, they end up rejecting it. But to those who have been saved, they will see the wisdom, they will see the wonder, they will see the glory of it all. So God's plan was actually revealed to Isaiah, but the people did not understand it. It was fulfilled in the days of the Lord Jesus when he came as the Messiah to earth, and then he died on the cross, not in defeat, but to fulfill a victorious plan for God. This is called the message of the cross. What's our challenge today? To remain faithful and steadfast. This is the message about the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's important. What should we do? We stand firmly on this, what Paul calls this concept of the message of the cross. And then we're going to trust it. As we speak about the Lord Jesus Christ, symbolized by the cross, God's power will be at work, and we will see that power in action in our life, bringing about salvation. Well, let's pray together. Now, Father in heaven, we thank you for this message of the cross that Paul wrote about. Help us to understand this in the depth of Isaiah 29's prophecy. We pray that you will give to us wisdom to comprehend this word. We pray for your blessings. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.